Where in the Bible will I find when and why the law of Moses was removed? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. It was necessary that the old law should be taken away to make room for the perfect law of liberty. For we read, "Then saith he, Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." That's Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. We could not have had all spiritual blessings in Christ, Ephesians 1, 3, unless the law of Moses had been removed. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second, Hebrews 8, 7. Further, there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. That's Hebrews 7, 18. You see, the old had to give way to the new, that Jesus Christ might redeem us with His blood and reconcile both Jew and Gentile to God. All this took place at the cross. "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross." Colossians 2, 13 and 14. "For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." That's Ephesians 2, 14 through 16. The middle wall of partition was forever removed, and reconciliation was effected. Jew and Gentile became one in Christ upon their obedience to His gospel. Jesus Christ triumphed gloriously by His death, Colossians 2:15, and reigns over the kingdom the Father appointed Him. He now asserts, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me," John 14:6. Those who seek the Father by any other way are rejected, and those who have entered into Him have a new relationship. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature," Paul stated. "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new," 2 Corinthians 5:17. But after coming into Christ, he who would seek to go back under the old law of Moses stands condemned, Galatians 5, verse 4. The Lord nailed the old law to the cross and will not tolerate anyone going back to revive any part of it.